Nomi.
And this is Ed from Deerhoof.
You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
Don't think of any reason in the network of Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:19, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com Radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, May the 5th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:23 here on WMFO in Medford, 51 degrees outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. And let's get right into Major League Baseball scores yesterday. The Twins 7 and the Yankees 3. The Royals 15 and the Tigers 3. Cleveland 5 and the Mariners 4. The Orioles 3 and the Rays zip. The Astros 14 and the Angels 2. The Rangers 8. And the Blue Jays 5, and the Red Sox 15, and the White Sox 2. Over in the senior circuit, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Braves 9, and the Marlins 2. The Nationals 10, and the Phillies 8. The Brewers 4, and the Mets 3. And that game went 18, count them, 18 innings. The Reds 9 and the Giants 2. Diamondbacks 8 and the Rockies 2. The Dodgers 7 and the Padres 6. And in the one interleague game, the Pirates 6 and the A's 4. In that Red Sox game, Andrew Benintendi went 3 for 5, scored a run with an RBI. He also got a walk. He's hitting .292 on the season. Mookie Betts went 1 for 5, scored a run, 2 RBIs. He also got a walk. He's hitting .289. J.D. Martinez, 1 for 4, scored 2 runs with an RBI. He also got a walk. He's hitting 336. Sandy Leon came in for him. Went 1-for-1, hitting 167. Xander Bogaerts went 1-for-5, scored 2 runs, 2 RBIs with a walk. He's hitting 267, also hit his 5th home run of the year. Michael Chavis went 4-for-6, 4-for-6, count them, 4-for-6, scored 3 runs, hitting 354 in the season, hit his 6th and 7th home run. They can't send that kid down. Rafael Devers, 2-for-5, scored 2 runs with an RBI, got a walk. He's hitting 303. Devers was my pick for the as the number one player for the Red Sox this season. So far, the bat's doing well. The glove, well, that's another story. But we'll keep him in the lineup lines if he keeps hitting 303. Pierce went 2-for-6, scored 2 runs with 2 RBIs. He's hitting 130. Nunez went 1-for-6, scored a run, 2 RBIs. He's hitting 160. He got his first home run of the year. And Christian Vasquez went 4-for-5. Christian Vasquez, 4-for-5, scored a run. He's hitting 253 on the season. Eduardo Rodriguez started for the Red Sox. He went 6 innings, gave up 6 hits, 1 run. It was earned. Walked 2, struck out 6. His ERA is 5.40, and his record on the season is 3-2. Tyler Thornburg pitched 2 innings, gave up 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned, 4 strikeouts. He has a 7.98 ERA, but it's coming down. Velasquez pitched an inning, gave up a walk, struck out 1. He has a 3.72 ERA on the season. So, the Red Sox seem to be bringing out their lumber, and just in time before they fall too far behind. But right now, my personal observation of Major League Baseball is that there isn't a team out there right now that I would say is going to get up and run away from everybody else. It doesn't look like that way. It looks like it's going to be a close race all through the year in both leagues. Right now, that's the way it seems. But I could be wrong. Someone could get hot like the Red Sox and pull away. Or somebody, maybe like the Yankees, I hate to say that, get some of their injured people back and then make a major run at it. Astros look like they're doing pretty well as also. They're a contending team out there. And we'll see what happens. In the National League, I don't see an outstanding team right now, at least not by their record. Maybe some team's going to get hot and pull it together, but I couldn't tell you right now which one of them it's going to be. So, anyway, if it's a close race all season, that makes it better for us sports fans. Keep us on the tip of our toes and rooting for our home team. 428 here on WMFO in Medford. This is your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, May the 5th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
At 4:15 p.m. at an office in Michigan, Angie Hicks is not at her desk. She's giving blood at the company blood drive.
At the same time in the same office, Kevin Meehan is not at his desk. He's at the doctor. Kevin has cancer and needs another round of chemo.
Kevin will need blood to fight his cancer.
Angie's blood will help him win.
When you give blood to the American Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:31, the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, we gave you the American League scores and my opinion of what's going on out there in Major League Baseball. We're going to move right along. Okay, let's see. Where are we going next? A wild situation took place in the Kentucky Derby. If you're a horse racing fan, and I guess there are a few horse racing fans out there, since it's a billion-dollar business. The favorite won the race handily, but then there was a question about whether there was interference. And after, 15 minutes or so of checking what actually took place, it was ruled that there was interference. By the horse that won, and so the next horse, Country House, a tremendous long shot, 65-1, I believe, was given the crown, and Code of Honor was second, and Tacitus was third. I don't know that much about horse racing, but supposedly the horse that won the race impeded another horse, and not the one that finished second, but there was a claim against this horse that impeded. And like I said, after 15 minutes, the stewards decided that the claim was valid. And I don't know where he was placed, but not enough to make money. And I guess the track makes a lot of money when the leading horse does not come in first, or second, or third. So anyway, that was a new thing to happen. I guess it hasn't happened since, I don't know, way back in the early 1900s. So anyway, we'll see what happens as we move forward now with the other two races, the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes. So it'll be interesting if you're a horse racing fan, or if you're better. If you're a better, you should know better. But anyway, that's what happened. And to be truthful, I was out most of yesterday and came home, got supper, and went to sleep. knowing I had to get up early in the morning for this program. And so, therefore, I did not see any of this stuff. It's like, you know, you turn it on at 2 o'clock, and then you get 4 hours of commercials and other stuff thrown in there. And unless you're a horse racing fan, it doesn't really interest you at all. It's just making more opportunity for the stations to pull in more commercial money. It's just like, I am not a soccer fan. I'll throw this out there, even though it had nothing to do with horse racing. I'm not a soccer fan, but I just happened to turn on the TV a few weeks ago, and it was a soccer game on. I have no clue who was playing. I don't even know if it was men or women who were playing. I don't know what countries were playing. I don't know if it was professional league or what. I don't know who. I didn't know who they were. Okay. And because I didn't know who they were, it was compounded by the fact that the announcers were not announcing the game. What? You turn on the game, they got announcers. You think the announcers are going to be announcing what's going on the field? Not in the 5 or 10 minutes that I was watching. They were talking about soccer things, but still not the game. And here are these individuals running up and down like crazy. And I don't think I saw a shot on goal during that period of time. And so, in my estimation, soccer will never become a big sports, if you want to call it football, whatever, will never become a big sports. They will never get to where Major League Baseball, basketball, hockey, and other sports are, because it just doesn't keep your attention. I remember watching a women's soccer game in the Olympics several years ago. It was the United States versus China, I believe. And what the Chinese did was, knowing that the American women were just as fast as they were and bigger, when they got a chance to take a shot on the goal, they sent two people forward. It kept everybody back on defense. And naturally, most instances, the two people could not score. And the Americans came down and eventually wore them down and scored several times. Okay, I watched a little of that game. I think it was the American women, because, you know, it was the United States and China, and, you know, just wanted to see who was going to win the game. But, you know, the game itself was boring because I knew the Chinese team was not going to win. They weren't sending enough people down on defense. They were looking to perhaps hold the Americans scoreless by keeping everybody back on their defensive end, and then maybe getting a lucky break, a lucky shot, or whatever. And or maybe they were just willing to settle for a 0-0 tie. No, but the Americans went handily. When I say handily, they went by like 4-0 or 4-1 or 5-1 or whatever it was. But, you know, I could tell. I'm not being a soccer aficionado. I knew who was going to win the game. The Americans were going to win. Yeah, they were sending people forward and back and up and down and in and out and around and about. And wore down the poor Chinese team. But I said, okay, if most teams play like that, it will never keep my attention. That was several Olympics ago. Maybe 2 or 3 Olympics ago, so that was quite a while. But the game hasn't changed. They've got some major leagues. I understand there's some cities that are clamoring for more hockey involvement in their area. I don't know what the cities are, but they've applied. I believe this is in the men's league. And, hey, if you're a soccer fan, I'm sorry. I just don't get it. It doesn't appeal to me. And so, therefore, you got to do more than that to attract my attention. It's just like also in this year's Super Bowl, because there was not a lot of scoring. I've heard people say this was a boring Super Bowl, the most boring Super Bowl I ever saw. No! Defense is a major part of the game. And although it wasn't like some of the blowouts that we saw, some of the big scoring games that we saw. Patriots had played Kansas City earlier in the year. And there was a lot of scoring on both sides in that game. And if you like scoring, well then, hey. But to me, it was because the Patriots won. I don't know. I'm saying to myself, if the Revolution got a winning team, would I be more interested right now? My answer would be no. But anyway, who knows? I can be a homer like anybody else and just root for the team, even though I don't particularly like what's going on. 4:40 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, May the 5th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To give me a call, you need to call 1-800-1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. 1-855-915-WMFO. I will be back. We'll be right back.
What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? What if you decided to help someone else get ahead? What if your fast track was the road less traveled? Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 444 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Oh, we had a good one yesterday. I didn't see it, but I got the end results, and so therefore, let me tell you what happened. The Sharks 2 and the Avalanche 1. Sharks lead that series 3-2. The Bruins 4 and the Blue Jackets 3. The Bruins lead that series 3-2. And the New York Islanders are waiting. They swept whoever they were playing. And they'll get the Bruins. They'll be well rested. The Bruins come in, hopefully, with only one more game to win. The next game is in Columbus, however. And Columbus has played tough at home and away. So we'll see what happens. In that Bruins game, there was no scoring in the first period. 1:39 in the second period, David Krejcik got his third goal of the playoffs with assists from DeBrusk and Backes. Bruins won, and the Blue Jackets zip at the end of the two periods. Third period, things got lively. 4:51 in the third period, Brad Marchand wasn't punching anybody. He got his fifth goal of the year with assists from Clifton and Bergeron. At 10:33, Seth Jones got his third goal of the playoffs with assists from Werenski and Atkinson. That made it 2-1, Bruins. 11:16, David Pastrnak got his fifth goal of the playoffs with assists from Marchand. And that made it 3-1, Bruins. But the Blue Jackets wouldn't give up. 12:07, Ryan Zingle got his first goal of the playoffs with assists from Duchesne and Savard. That made it 3-2. 13:58, Dean Kukan got his first goal of the playoffs with assists from Panarin and Anderson. That tied it at 3. At 18:32, however, David Pastrnak got his sixth goal and of the playoffs with assists from Marchand and Carlo. Final, Bruins 4, Blue Jackets 3. And I believe they play game 6 on Monday. So, as I said in the previous program, the Bruins loaded up, it seemed to me, this year with some younger players and some more skilled players, I guess you could say, added some speed to the team. And I said, I wonder how well it would work out for them this year, except for the fact that Tampa Bay had a fantastic season. The Bruins had the second best scoring record in the league. So there. And then Tampa Bay gets knocked off in the first round. And not only do the Tampa Bay get knocked off in the first round, but the defending champion Washington Capitals, they get knocked off in the first round also. And so the Bruins have home ice, I'm going to say home court, home ice advantage all the way through the playoffs. Now they played tough. They were played tough by the Toronto Maple Leafs. And so far, the Blue Jackets haven't laid down before them either. And so therefore, it's great that they had home ice advantage. Hopefully, it will prove to be an advantage and help them to move on to the next round of the playoffs. Okay, 4:48 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial. Streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app at 91.5fm.org from the App Store. Just wondering what was happening here, but... it's just one of the fans coming on. Okay, 4:49 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, May the 5th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You need to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
America is a land of opportunity,
where kids can grow up and become anything they want.
But for some of us, it's not so easy.
Today, one out of every six children in America lives in poverty.
That's almost 13 million of us.
That's almost 13 million of us.
Living below the poverty line.
The poverty line divides us all into those who have
and those who never have enough. Not enough food or medicine.
Or even a place to live. When you live in poverty, every day is hard.
But we don't want a handout. We want a way out.
A way out of poverty for me and my family.
For good.
This is America.
This is America. Together, we can do so much. Will you help?
Nearly 13 million children in America live below the poverty line. You can make a difference in more ways than you know. Go to PovertyUSA.org and get involved. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:53 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. Just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, NBA yesterday. The Rockets 126 and the Warriors 121. That game went into overtime. Kevin Durant got 46 points for the Warriors, not quite enough. And Harden got 41 for the Rockets. And the Warriors lead that series 3-2. A lot of bad blood in that series, but I guess it's been interesting. The problem is that those games come on late out here. And so, therefore, I haven't seen much of them. Just the replays on TV. Surprise, surprise, surprise that the Celtics, the Celtics lost their home game by 7 points to the Milwaukee Bucks. After blasting Milwaukee on their own home court by 22 points, then turning around and losing in Milwaukee by 21 points, thought that coming home would get the Celtics back on track. Didn't quite do it. Celtics bench was virtually absent in that game. I think 100 points were scored by the starting team. And the rest, guys like Haywood got 3 points, I think. Terry Rozier didn't score. And so therefore, the Celtics went down. Now they've got a must game today against, actually Monday, I guess it is, against the Bucks. They trail on that one, 2-1. Okay, hopefully we can see some turnaround here, and we'll see what takes place from this point on. Okay, it's 4:56 here on, haven't heard an update on the health of Danny Ainge. But I know he's back home after having that slight heart attack. I don't know. If you can have a heart attack, I don't see how you can call it slight. But anyway, he had a heart attack while they were out there in Milwaukee. Hopefully he's back up and healthy and ready to get back into the game. But hey, health comes first. Take it easy, Dan. Let some of the other guys carry the load. But I imagine that at this time of the year, he has to feel that he needs to be involved. And, you know, hey, it's his ball game. So, therefore, we're just praying that he gets his health and strength back. Okay, it's 4:56 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. And I want to let you know, coming up on Sounds of Praise, we have another great gospel program lined up for you. More new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. So you are going to be blessed. Coming your way from 5 until 8 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Okay, plan to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Like I say, we plan to be back next Sunday, 4 a.m. thereabouts, to do it all over again. Hopefully, we'll get somebody to call in and share their knowledge, their expertise on what's going on in their neck of the sporting world. Stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way.